Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Dalet, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with the words of Huna B'Shem Rav, and in the middle of the daf, it's on Gimel Amud Beis, all the way at the top as well. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash should have an Aliyah. Now we're in the middle of discussing Haitzah from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Derech a Carmelis, through a Carmelis. And remember, we had said that a Carmelis is its own Roshos, it's not a Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and although one is not going to be Chayiv if he transfers from Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelis or from a Carmelis to Rosh Hashanah, same thing with Rosh Hashanah Rabim, it's still usher to do so. And again, the discussion over here is from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabim through a Carmelis, he just didn't stop. So now we're going to have machlokes about this. Rav Huna says, B'Shem Rav, Hakol Moedim Bazarik Shu Chayiv. Everyone agrees that if he throws an object from Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it just passes over Carmelis, he's going to be Chayiv. Why is that? Devrakolu Shein Aver Carmelis Kemamasha. Because everyone agrees that the airspace of a Carmelis is not considered like Mamashas, it's not like the Carmelis itself. This touches on the concept called Klutik Mishonucha, that when something is Kalut, it's contained within the airspace of something, it's like it's resting there. So even according to the Mandomer, the Kutuk Mishoncha, in the case of a Carmelis, we don't say that. And therefore, when this guy throws the object from Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it passes through a Carmelis, it's not like it rested there, and therefore the person would be Chayiv. So, Mapligin, where do we have Machlekes? B'maitzi. When a person carries something through a Carmelis, Ben Azay Pater Racham Machayvin, Ben Azay says he's Pater, and the Cham says he's Chayiv. Why is this? Well, Ben Azay Aver HaMahalach Kemeniach, Ben Azay treats walking as if he's resting. We discussed this yesterday, that according to B'yasi, even when a person's walking, it's as if he stops and rests and puts the thing down every step of the way, and Ben Azay holds the same thing, and therefore when he's walking through the Carmelis, even though he didn't actually physically stop, it's as if he stopped and placed it down, and therefore he wouldn't be Chayiv, because just like he took an object from Rosh Hashanah and placed it down in the Carmelis, and then picked it up from the Carmelis and brought it to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, which he's Pater for, whereas Rabbanon, Le'ev Dimahal Chemeniach, the Rabbanon, don't treat walking like placing something down. And I always have a question on this. Rav Chizda Shaler of Huna, Rav Chizda asked Rav Huna, according to Ben Azay, Einot Mischayiv B'Soichar Ba'Amas Olam, a person should never be Chayiv when he carries something for Amas and Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Why is that? Because Mikim Shaitzion, the moment he starts carrying it, Nasik Mishanicha call Amav Amav Yeh Potter. It should be treated as if he places it down every single Amma or every single step of the way, and then he's Potter. And we know that's not true. We know that when a person carries four Amas and Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's Chayiv. But again, according to Ben Azay, he shouldn't be Chayiv because it should be like he's placing it down every step of the way, which is Asr, but he should be Potter for it. I wouldn't have an answer to that question. And this is all Rav Huna B'Shem Rav, which again said that everyone agrees regarding Zairek, but the Machlaikas is regarding Maitzi. Now we have the other way around. Rav Yehuda B'Shem Rav, he tells us, Hakol Moedim B'Maitzi Shu Potter. Everyone agrees that if he's just Maitzi from one Rosh to another Derech HaKarmelis, that he's Potter. And that's because Divrei Hakol Hu Shema Alech Kemeniach. According to everybody, walking is like being Meniach it. Uma Pligins, what's Machlokes? Bezerik, when he throws it through a Karmelis. Ben Azay Potter V'Chom Mechayvin, Ben Azay Potter V'Chom Mechayv. Why is this? Because Ben Azay Ovid Avri Karmelis Kema Masha, Ben Azay treats the airspace of a Karmelis like the Karmelis itself and uses this concept of Klutak Misha Huncha. We say it's as if the object rested in the Karmelis and then continued flying into the next Roshos, and therefore he's going to be Potter. Whereas Rabbanon Loy Avdin Aver Carmelis Kamamasha, the Rabbanon don't treat the airspace of a Carmelis like the Carmelis itself, and therefore it's just going from one Roshos to another, and he's Chayiv. And we continue, Masnisa Messiah Ladein, Masnisa Messiah Ladein. We have a Brisa which is a Raya for both of these Stadim. Masnisa Messiah L'Rav Yehuda, that's a proper Girsa. We have a Brisa that's Raya for Rav Yehuda. What does the Brisa tell us? Hayom Roshos Rabim, he's standing Roshos Rabim, Vizark Ladir Oilasahar Derech Carmelis, and he threw something from his Roshos Rabim into a pen or a corral, which was Roshos Yachid, but it went through a Carmelis. Chayiv is Chayiv. Vim Haitzi Potter. But if he was Maitzi it, he carried it, he's Potter. And that's like Rav Yehuda's Shita in the Rabbanon. And Masnisa Messiah L'Rav Huna, that's the proper Girsa. The following Brisa is right for Rav Huna. Hamaitzi Eichlin, a person carries food, Vinasan al Skupa, and he puts it on the threshold of the door, Ben Shechazav Ritzion, Ben Shechazion Acher, whether he himself went and took them outside, or somebody else picked them up and took them outside, Potter, that's Potter. Shaloyas Melachta Basachas, because he didn't do the Melecha all at once. It was done in steps, from Rosh Hashanah Yachid onto the threshold, which is a Carmelis, and from the threshold into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, so these people are Potter. Now we can infer from there, Hoyim Asam Lachtam Basachas, that if a person did it all at once, he picked it up in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and carried it directly after the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Chayiv, that he'd be Chayiv. And this is even though it's going Derech HaKarmelis. Now Ben Azay would hold over here, Afilu Asam Lachtam Basachas Potter, that even if he did everything all at once, he picked it up in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and walked after Rosh Hashanah Rabim with it, he'd be Potter, because again, this is in Shitas Rav Huna, the Ben Azay says he's Potter. And so we have a Brisa that's Uraya for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda's way of understanding the Machlokes. Asking more, hold 1 second. We have a Mishnah, and this we had brought up yesterday. This is Mishnah in Krisis that was talking about a guy who ate one piece of chalev, and now he can be chayiv four things, four lavim, for that one piece of chalev that he ate. And Rav Meir said, "Im ha'isa Shabbos, if it was also Shabbos, v'aitziyoy, and he carried it out, it was in his mouth, he'd be chayiv for that as well, for aitzah on Shabbos." And v'amrulay, they told him, this is the Mishnah over there, "Ini Hashem, this is not the shame, meaning this is not the same lav, meaning he's not going to be chayiv for this." Shezeh chayiv mishum mahalach, v'zeh chayiv mishum meniach. This one's chayiv for mahalach, and this one's chayiv for meniach. And we're understanding this right now to mean that one is over for eating chalev even if he's mahalich, but he can't be over Shabbos unless he's nach, he rests. Now this means that the man de amar of Amrulai, this Amrulai that told her mayor why he can't be chai for Shabbos, must hold that mahalich ainoi ka'aymed. And now knowing that, let's plug this into our two shitas. Al datid Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, this man de amar would be okay, deloike ben Azai, just not like ben Azai. According to Rav Huna, ben Azai says that mahalich is ka'aymed or kamei niach, and according to this man de amar, mahalich is not kamei niach, as that means that in shitas Rav Huna, this man de amar is not ben Azai, rather it's Rabbanon. No problem. However, al datid Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Yehuda's explanation, deloike ben Azai, deloike Rabbanon. This man de amar, this Amrulai, the mahalich is not ka'aymed, it's not kamei niach, that means this Amrulai is not like ben Azai or the Rabbanon. So who is it like? And on this, the Gemara answers, Aruchinna says, Manu Amrulai Chachamim. Who's this Amrulai Chachamim? Meaning, who's this Amrulai? Who's this one responding to Rav Meir? We know from the previous daf that it's Rav Yaisi, because we had said then, anytime Rav Meir says something, and there's an Amrulai responding to him, that Amrulai is Rav Yaisi. Now, Rav Yaisi holds that Mahalech is Kameniach. We already asked this as a question on the previous daf, saying that how could it be that Rav Yaisi holds Mahalech Kameniach, but at the same time, he's arguing with Rav Meir. And we had already answered it as well by saying that I was referring to a unique case where the person was on the threshold and his head was outside but he was inside, and that's not a question on the shita of mahalach ka'aymed, and therefore once we have that explanation we could say shein b'shitas ben Azai, that even according to Yehuda this Amrulai could be going in shitas ben Azai. Now we get into another discussion. Rabbi Yochanan asked the following question. A guy standing in Rishus Rabim v'zarak, and he threw an object into Rishus Yachid v'kidem v'kalta, and he preceded the item and he caught it himself. It was like playing self catch, but instead of standing in the same place throwing it up and down, he threw it from the Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid, then ran and stuck his hand out and caught it in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Mahu, what's it din over here? Is this considered like he did the Akira and the Hanacha, and so he would be Chayev, or no? Ask the Gemara, V'lamas Nisahi, isn't this a Mishnah? We have a Mishnah Beferish that tells us that if a person throws something, Dalad Amas on Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but the Kalta Acher, someone else caught the object, or Kalta Kelev, a dog jumped up and grabbed it with its mouth, Ajin Esrafa, or got burnt up in the air, Potter, the fellow's Potter. Why is that? Because it wasn't him that did the Hanacha. When a guy throws an object, so that's the Akira, and when the object rests by itself, that's his koyach doing the hanacha, he would be chayav for that. But here in all these cases, it's not his koyach doing the hanacha, somebody else caught the object, or a dog grabbed it, or got burnt up in the middle. So this fellow wouldn't be chayav. And by that same token, this fellow who caught his own object should also be pater. And now knowing that, the Gemara continues, Dalad Amar Beis on top, Rav Shmuel says, B'shem Rav Zeira, b'chaytef, that's all referring to the case of chaytef, like we just explained, where somebody grabbed it out of the air, and it wasn't allowed to travel its normal course and rest like regular. Ha'im kalat, but if all was done, was caught, let's say when Ruvain threw the object, Dalad Amar, Shimon was just standing there and it landed in his hand or landed in his lap and he didn't grab it out of the air, chayiv. So Reuven would be chayiv because it's his koyach that caused the Akira and the Hanacha. Now knowing this, we technically have an answer. Ma be nachal aretz l'nachal sech yadai. What would be the difference if Reuven threw the object and it landed on the ground, or he threw it and it landed in his own hand? There should be no difference and he should be chayiv. And therefore when the guy throws it from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he sticks his hand out and catches it in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's like it's landing based off of his own koyach, and so he should be chayiv for it. However, the Gemara says, maybe it's different. Taman, lomu chayiv, over there, when a person throws an object and somebody else catches it, he's not chayiv, he doesn't grab it out of there, he just allows it to land in his hand or lap. Why would the thrower be chayiv? Because Taman, hu zark v'achar kibel, over there, he threw it and somebody else caught it, and that's considered to be now resting in a different rishos. Baram hacha, over here, hu zark, hu kibel, he threw it and he caught it. So it's not necessarily considered like resting in a different rishos. So maybe he wouldn't be chayiv for catching his own object. As the Gemara would say, Girsa, it should be pashut that he's chai for catching his own object. And why would that be? Because ilu zark b'yamin v'haitzi v'kalit b'smail. If he threw something with his right hand and then he went and caught it with his left hand, shemayin chayiv min hadin piv. Is it possible to say he's not chayiv because of piv? Of course he's going to be chayiv. The same way that we discussed previously, that if a person is standing in Rosh Hashanah Yachid and he puts chelev into his mouth from Rosh Hashanah Rabim into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, he'd be chayiv, and his piv, his mouth, is considered to be its own rishos. So too, if he throws something with his right hand and catches it with his left, that's considered to be in a different rishos. So of course he'd be chayiv. And that's what the Gemara says. Upiv lav ka'acherhu, v'kai, smiloi ka'acherhu. Isn't his mouth considered like somebody else? It's like somebody else catching the object. So too, his left hand is like an acher. And our Reviewed and Reviewed tells us, pshita leil Rabbi Yochanan, it's obvious Rabbi Yochanan, shezark b'min v'kalt b'smol, if the guy threw with his right hand and caught it with his left, shuchai that he be chayiv. Umatzrichalei, so what's his question? Bezark b'min v'kalat b'min. If he threw with his right hand and he caught it with his right hand. That's the whole question Rabbi Yochanan was asking. Maybe that's not considered like an acher, like a different rishos, and in that case, perhaps he's potter. Rabban Dekesar in court of Shammai, who says b'shem Rav Acha, afilu zark be'amin v'kal b'smayel, even if he threw it with his right hand and caught it with his left, tzricha le'chayev. That's actually something Rabbi Yechon's not so sure of whether or not he's chayev. And in Tamer Piv, if you want to say that it's just like the case of his mouth, it's actually different because upiv kiven sha'achla ka'acher he. When he places something in his mouth, since he ate it, that's like a different rishos. It's like somebody else. B'ramhacha over here, yaday ka'acher hu, is his hand considered like somebody else? Right hand to left hand doesn't necessarily mean it's like acher. It's like somebody else catching the object, and therefore even this situation is something that Rabbi Yechon was asking about. Now Rav Mana Bar Rav Mana asked the following question: Me'ata, now if you're going to go with the tzad that left hand is considered like acher, and therefore if he throws it with his right and catches it with his left, he would be chayev. What about the following? If a person carries out a gregaris with their food on Shabbos, which we know is usur, and he does it with both hands, he should be potter. Because that's like two people doing one malacha. We know that malacha is normal to be done by one person, but it's done by two, so that's potter, because that's not doing malacha in the normal way. And here we should say the same thing. If left hand is considered acher in regards to the right, so if he carries out a gregaris with the food with both of his hands, right and left, that's considered like two people doing the malacha, and he should be potter. However, Amalei Rav Chibra Adar, Rav Chibra Adar responded to him, V'dahi ba'asoy sa. Is that the explanation of this pasuk ba'asoy sa? We'll explain this in a moment. V'loi kein tani, wasn't it taught? Yachid shasa chayiv. If one person did malacha is chayiv, shnayim shloshe shasu pturin. If two or three people did it, they're potter. This pasuk tells us, V'nefesh achas techto b'shkaga me'ama aret ba'asoy sa achas mitzvah Hashem. If a person is over on one of the mitzvahs, and the limud in regards to Shabbos is that if one person does a malacha, he's going to be chayiv. But if two or three people do the malacha, he's not going to be chayiv. And that's what Chibra Adar is saying, that here it's considered one person doing the malacha. Yes, sometimes a left hand in regards to the right might be considered an acher, but it doesn't mean that when we have one person doing one malacha with both hands, that it's like two separate people doing it. We're not talking about somebody's bipolar, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. And therefore, even though he carried something out with both of his hands, he'd be chayiv. And continuing to discuss transferring from one rishus to another, Amar Rabbi Yechon says, "Hay Amar Rishus Rabim, a guy standing in Rishus Rabim, v'kolat geshamim me'aver mechitzos v'hoitzi chayiv." And he was koilet. He grabbed rainwater, if you will, from the airspace of mechitzos, and he took it out to Rishus Rabim. He'd be chayiv. And further clarifying this, Rav Bun Bar Chiya says, "B'shem Rav Zeira, bechaytef kain, as only if he's chaytef it, hayim kolat." Putter. But if he was kailit it, he's putter. In other words, he's standing in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he sticks his hand into the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and we know that the airspace of Rosh Hashanah Yachid goes all the way up, and it's raining, so technically the rain is in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and he holds on to this rain, if you will, and pulls it into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he would be chayiv. Now, Rabban Bar Chiya is just clarifying that it has to be a matter of chaytef. It has to be that he knocks the rainwater from one hand into another, both of his hands are in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but he knocks the rainwater from one into another, and then he pulls that hand out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. That's when he's going to be chayiv. And it's only in that manner that's considered that he did an akira, that he was oiker, he lifted up the water, again, by knocking it from one hand into the other, that's doing an akira, and then again, bringing it to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim is the hanacha. That's what we're holding 1 second. Ma bein nasan loy acher, ma bein nasan loy shemayim. What's the difference between somebody else putting something into his hand or shemayim putting something into his hand? We had the case of our Mishnah where the ani stretched his hand into the house and the Baal Bayis placed something into it. In this case, when the ani pulls his hand down to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, he's putter because somebody else put it into his hand, versus this case where Shemayim placed water into his hand, and he's chayiv when he takes it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. What's the difference? I think my answer is Asik Rebbe. This goes according to Shitas Rebbe. Do Rebbe Avad Avir Mechitzas Kma Masha? Rebbe treats the airspace of Mechitzas, meaning the airspace of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, as if it's the Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself, and therefore when the rainwater rests in this person's hand, it's as if it's resting in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid itself, and that's the person himself doing that kira, and then when he pulls it out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that's the Hanacha. As opposed to Shitas Rabbanon, that do not hold that the Avir Mechitzas, that the airspace is as if it's resting, they would potter the guy over here as well because it's not considered like he did in Akira. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases of Aitzah Mirshos Roshos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.